Blog Talk Radio.
Got some bad bitches in here and they plus three. Getting drunk and you know they gon' turn it up for me. Got some real niggas in here and we rollin' deep. Got them cars and them bottles and they turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me. They turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me, they turning up.
Yeah,
I've been out here grinding, hustling, getting it, that's my work.
That's my word.
Tell them haters, mind they business, man, I'm putting in work.
Putting in work.
Strap under my shirt, cause I hear niggas don't play around.
Play around.
Well, my pack got their back, call it lost and found.
Turn up.
Hey, nigga, we so turned up, they think we on some.
We on.
Got them bottles in the air, ain't got more coming.
Got more.
She don't know nothing, all she wanna do is party.
Party.
We be up all night smoking Bob Marley.
Can't you see we winning? Yeah, we going hard. They don't know the half, like a broken heart. This will never end, this is just the start. Can't you see that we be turned up in there where we are?
Got some bad bitches in here and they plus three.
Right.
Getting drunk and you know they gon' turn it up for me.
Okay.
Got some real niggas in here and we rolling deep. Got them cars and them bottles and they turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me. They turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me, they turning up. Going in and I kill it.
I
went up the best and I feel it.
I feel it.
Loud pack make plenty noise. From a mile away, you can hear it. My car's looking robotic. That drink make her exotic. I beat the pussy up till it's blue. Like a bottle of hypnotic. Nigga, we be in the club throwing money like a frisbee. Can't you see we getting gone? Out this world, look who missing. You ain't us. See, we different, how we do it, that's a mystery. Like a genie in a bottle, girl, I'ma grant your wishes, voila.
You gon' think you dreaming, take your mind far. You don't know the path, just enjoy the ride. Every word I mean it, the hood left me scar. Can't you see that we be turned up in there where we are?
Got some bad bitches in here and they plus three.
Right.
Getting drunk and you know they gon' turn it up for me.
Okay.
Got some real niggas in here and we rollin' deep. Got them cars and them bottles and they turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me. They turning up for me. For me, for me.
Turn up.
They turning up for me. For me, for me, they turning up. They turning up.
We blowin' pussy balls, suckin'
see one. Woo. So Riri, I need a threesome. I'm his favorite type of chick. Bougie, bad and thick. I could buy designer, but this fashion overfit.
Oh, that ass, 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 that ass. She bad, 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 she bad. Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Fendi bad, Prada bad, Louis bad, Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Birkin bad, she in a bag, she drip, she sweat, never mad, she glad, Louis bad, she in a bag, she bad, 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 in a bag, she slow, hit it fast, she ride me till I crash, 400 minutes, I last, she compliment my swag, all the niggas harass, all the bitches wanna be her friend now, she laugh. She buy a man a Bentley, cool. She got niggas and bitches too. She wear all white to church, ooh. Only Birkin, not Dooney and Burke, ooh. Birkin bad, fuck a tag. Fuck me and she fuck me bad. Whispered in her ear, you got these bitches beat, they running laps. Know you something special, you figured it out, you from the trap. Step out when that dress, showing that ass, and it's a fucking rap. That ass, 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 that ass. She bad, 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 she bad. Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Fendi bad, Prada bad, Louis bad, Gucci bad, Gucci bad, Birkin bad. She in a bag, she drip, she sweat, never mad, she glad, Louis bad, she in a bag. She bad, 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 she bad.
Niggas out the streets, you could say I'm a prophet. I got money in the bank, it can't fit in a wallet. I got niggas in the pen, but that ain't on the topic. Rolling weed in the paper, you would think it was college. Got my mind on my money, I'm just focused and honest. If a nigga talk crazy, then we leaving them tarnished. Yeah, my crib in the hills, but I came from the bottom. I ain't worried about the meals, cause I already got them. Every time I'm in the bank, trying to make a deposit. Hopping on the plane, know I'm gonna make a profit. Got the keys to the game, if I wanna unlock it. I be smoking KK till you think I'm unconscious. I'm a real ass nigga, know my style ain't polished. You's a fake ass nigga, know you can't come round us. Was round good, we back when our parents could ground us. Now I'm doing real shit that they say that they proud of. Fucked up situations trying to get my guys out of. If you see a nigga with me, best believe that they bout it. Taylor gang or they die, best believe that they shout it. I pour up a lot of drink, come to weed, need a mountain. Keep the money coming in, running me like a fountain. Lot of fuck niggas hate, I can see them, they doubt it. Don't approach the situation, they just reaching around it. I ain't scared of confrontation, me, I'm speaking about it. I got so much fucking money that I need an accountant. I'm so big, you don't see me, you just reading about it. If you coming at the gang, then you need to reroute it. Wanna know how I maintain, what a secret, stay solid. Niggas wanna know the formula, cause we done found it. Make another 100 mil, ain't gon' be cool about it. Made my way up out my city, it could be kinda violent. Cause when you getting money, niggas try to slide on you. And when it's said and done, them hoes switch sides on you. But I got 4 damn pieces at the crib waiting for me. 2 cell phones cause the money keep coming. O's in my bank, ain't no one fucking with me. Smoking KK like every day 420.
Welcome to Kinky Convo, After Dark Radio. I'm your host, Quay Live.
And I'm your co-host, Comedy ENT, baby. And today's topic is, would you have a threesome on Valentine's Day if your man asked you to? Oh, what you think about that, girl? That sounds good to me. But hold on. Let's get into the ejaculation fuckery today.
All right.
So, hear me out, child. First off, today is what? Kinky day.
Oh, day.
Not hump day, but kinky day. Let's get into it, y'all. Here's the fuckery out here in these Atlanta streets. 21 Savage. His real name is Shashia. Ooh, I'm chopping it up. I'm tearing it up. It's Shaiya Ben Abraham Joseph. Now, how you get that out of 21 Savage? Okay? I don't know. I don't have a clue. So, apparently, he came here when he was 7 years old, y'all, with his family. And later that year, his visa expired, but he was still a minor. So, he'd been here kicking in and campaigning all those years. And ICE wound up locking him up. He was locked up for 10 days. And then Hova sent them goons, okay? He sent the best attorneys to get him out.
Okay.
So he is now out on bail. He is out on bond with a pending deportation hearing, which we're happy to hear that, you know, happy that he's released. He was just met with his mom today.
Yeah.
To meet with her for, just a private little meeting, private little lunch date that they have in the day. So today was his first day seeing his mom out of 10 days. So
okay,
we just good. Yeah. That Jay-Z really, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jay-Z looks out.
Yeah, he paid some high big attorneys to go get him out.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I really thought that was a really good idea, moving right along.
All
right. Okay, Barty. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Cardi B, y'all, for winning her first Grammy for her album, Invasion of Privacy. She was shocked and shaking like a butt-naked stripper on that stage, y'all, with the Grammys. She was shocked. She couldn't believe it. She also showed she is the first female rap artist to perform in the AVN Awards. I really thought that was a really, really great accomplishment for her. She shut the stage down. If y'all go check that video out, y'all can check the video out everywhere. YouTube, TMZ, everywhere. Y'all can check that video out. She showed out. She had on this sexy blue sparkly lingerie. And she was like clowning.
Speaking of the AVN Awards,
yes.
She was so sexy.
She was.
Honey, when I said she wore the hell out of that corset.
Yes, I mean, she did.
And you know my favorite was, it was blue. With the sparkle.
Yes.
Baby, she went for the kill.
Right. And also, y'all, that she had recently just got on Instagram today, and she was pissed. She was going off.
Yeah.
And she was just saying that, how dare, you know, everybody say that she didn't deserve the awards, and she worked her ass off. And
right.
She was, you know what I'm saying, doing her album and stuff while she was pregnant. And, you know what I'm saying? She was just on go mode. She was grinding and couldn't unstop her. And for people to say that she didn't deserve it,
right.
That kind of like threw me for a loop as well. And I'm like, wow, you know. So
that's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
She worked her ass off.
She really did.
She put that work in, baby.
She did. And I feel like she deserves the Grammy. And she also got upset, you know, which I don't blame her. And she deactivated her Instagram account. Now, Cardi, you know, it's always... fuck what a hater gotta say.
Right.
And, you know, I just can't believe that you deactivated, you know, your Instagram account. Because, you know, here at KCAD Radio, baby, we support you, baby. Okay?
For sure.
To the fullest. And you damn well deserve it. Okay?
Yeah.
So, let's get that Instagram page back up. Let's get it back and running, baby.
Yeah.
And we're not going to let nobody stop us.
Definitely. She has a nasty hustle.
Yes, she does.
I'm going to need for her to get back in the game.
Yes, she does.
ASAP. Fuck them. Fuck them.
For real.
They always going to have something to say, baby.
Yes, they are. But moving right along, what happened to our movie? Let's see how many pumps of butter I can
put on my popcorn.
All right. Okay, so let's get into these movies, baby. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence is coming out with a Bad Boys 3, okay?
Girl.
I'm excited.
Eve, when I say, that's my fit.
Mine too, honey. And when I heard that they was coming out with it, I'm like, oh, my God. So everybody, y'all be on the lookout for that. If they heard to release it January of next year, 2020. So be on the lookout for that. I'm really excited about that. It's been 15 years since they, you know.
Right. They, oh,
since
now,
the last movie was out,
you know,
in
1995. I'm not
going to
say they old. No, I take that back. But I just want to know, are they going to be doing all that jumping and skipping and flying across the motherfucking highways? Running
that's part of the Bad Boys.
Baby.
That's what they known for, girl.
I know they working out.
Yeah, they are.
They getting it in.
That's what they known for. Also, y'all, be sure to check out Madea's Family Funeral. That movie dropped today, February 13th. Well, February 14th.
Valentine's Day?
Yep, today. Yeah. Valentine's Day today.
Oh,
today.
My bad.
How do y'all feel about him killing himself off? That's what I want to know. So all my YouTubers, please drop the link, drop y'all comments below. Let me know how y'all feel about that. I feel really some type of way because I just feel like all these years, you know, we've been supporting you, being there, you know what I'm saying? Like he didn't came up from his plays. Until just multi-million-dollar, you know what I'm saying, sets and stuff like that. But my thing is, I just feel like, why kill yourself off? Like, you could be going on and on and on with this.
Okay, hold on, Cormac. Take me back.
Okay.
So, who killed themselves off?
Madea. She's killing herself off. She's killing herself off. So, she's dying. So, she's tired of, you know, she's ready to retire, basically.
No.
So, That's what Tyler Perry's doing. He's killing himself off
right.
In the movie.
I don't like that.
I didn't like that idea.
That's an OG gangster.
Yeah, but
That's no good.
Yeah, that kind of ticked me off too. And I was just like, you know, whatever. But for all my supporters, please, y'all, drop y'all comments. Let me know how y'all feel about that because I know I'm feeling some type of way. And I just don't, how you just going to stop? You just going to stop?
Right.
No good. That's a no-go.
That's a no-no.
But okay, Corman, I hear him in my head. All right, Corman. Damn, I'm going to drop the news. So, I know I might be late.
Okay.
But what's the deal, y'all, with Ray Janae and Lucci?
Eve.
Like, all of a sudden, y'all, like, she, you know, of course, they was on the Friends and Family Hustle.
Okay.
You know, and it's just like, you know, she was in a car with her mom, and they was kind of talking, and she was talking about, you know, her new boyfriend, well, baby daddy, stuff like that, and she was just, raising it, was asking her mom, like, mom, you know, are you going to get married? What y'all going to do?
Right.
She was just like, I don't know. He might be thinking about it. But then she got into discovering about the whole relationship with her and Lucci. She was just saying that she was just going to take a step back and fall back, and that, she just was going to focus on her career, her acting career, which I understand.
She
want to
act now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been auditioning for a lot of few things.
That's good.
Which I do think is good. I think it's a great accomplishment.
Right.
But my thing is, like, I'm the relationship girl of the show.
You definitely.
We know you don't support relationships.
Well, you know, okay, y'all, it's 2019. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I was rocking that for many years, saying I don't support relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say I'm not in one still, y'all, after all these years.
Okay.
But I did slide a baby in there on y'all, though.
Ooh.
I slid it in. I slid it on there. So but we're back. You could be back, y'all. Thank y'all for supporting.
Yes, most definitely. But my thing is I just feel like she didn't really go into detail enough for me. She was just kind of like, I just wanted to focus on my career and starting on my acting career. And she said she was just going to fall back. Now, please, y'all, everybody, drop y'all comments. Let me know if y'all know something that I don't know.
That means she over that nigga. She ain't fucking with him no more.
But yeah, but what did he do? Did he cheat? Did he, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know more details. Like, what did he do?
I'm not even shocked you saying that. That sounds like you. You just nosy bee.
I already know, baby. I'm all about the nostrils. Because I just can't believe, like, everything was going so good for them. They was doing good. AJ number, and now I ain't talking about R. Kelly.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, they were just doing so good. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I'm just going to fall back. Please, y'all, let me know the tea on what y'all really think that happened. Comment down below. Now, moving right along. Also, y'all, what's going on in these 11 streets with Bow Wow?
Honey.
He been cutting up.
Badly.
And my thing is, I'm never the one to put my mouth on nobody relationship, baby, because I'm all chopped up, baby. Scissors, what's the name? Scissor hand, whatever they. But my thing is, they all in the elevator. He all snatching the keys from her, here in her face.
Mm-hmm.
He just like, bitch, what you gonna do? Like, I mean, they got caught on some Beyonce and Solange type shit.
Really?
Yes. Oh, and it wasn't worth over no $1 billion, no elevator neither. So, nigga, I need to know what the check is. What happened?
Hold on, like straight bullying on the bitch.
Bullied on that hole, yo.
Oh, no good.
Then,
no good.
Then the funny part was, this was leading up to, I'm guessing they were leaving from the condo here in Atlanta. They were leaving from a condo or whatever. But now my thing is, they got into an altercation. They got into a fight.
Okay.
And the fight was all over Bow Wow saying, yo, I'm leaving. I'm going to the Super Bowl. This happened Super Bowl weekend, by the way. I'm going to the Super Bowl, and you're not going with me. I'm not taking you with me.
Uh-uh.
So she lost it on Buddy.
She went loose on him.
She lost it on Buddy, yo.
But you know what?
And she threw a lamp at him. He had scars and stuff all over his face. They got into a bad fight. Literally, she whooped his ass.
Okay.
When police arrived, they came onto the scene, and they just couldn't tell who assaulted who. So they said, fuck them. We taking them both. So they both went to jail. And of course, they got released. But it just kills me. I'm like, dang, what are y'all doing? And I never want to call somebody else's situation or relationship toxic because, you know, hey, that ain't my business.
Right.
But it's like, if it's that toxic, because I'm talking to myself as well. Trust me, I'm talking to myself as well. But I'm like, if it's that toxic and y'all fighting and police is getting involved and y'all going to jail, now it's time to start thinking about this. Because now we get police involved and now we getting court dates and all this shit getting set up. So it got to be a time where somebody got to draw the line and just say, hey, either we going to do this or we not.
True.
So
I feel like it's a wrap. Do you guys feel like it's a wrap?
Yeah. I
first of all, when I'm getting mug shots and in the cuffs, it's a through. It's her name.
Yeah.
Through.
I could give you that.
Me and cuffs?
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, I could give you that.
No good.
So that's my intake on it. Anybody else? Let me know, y'all. Comment below. Share. Come on, give me some comments. Let me know what y'all think on it, because I'm just going insane here. Now, moving right along.
All right, now.
For all my people who love plays, who's all about plays and, you know, I'm supporting, who loves theater and things like that, y'all really need to check out The Real Selena J. She's a comedian here.
Yeah.
She's been on at least 10 to 15 movies. She's been on BET, Bravo, TV1, a few commercials, just the name, just a small, tiny bit. She's a real, real, real known comedian here in Atlanta.
But, you know, she's funny as fuck.
Oh, she's funny.
No, like, naturally funny.
No, yeah. She's naturally funny. Like, even if you was to sit and have a conversation, I promise you would die. Like, just on GP and conversation, she's fucking hilarious. And I ain't talking about just hilarious. I'm talking about the real Selena J. So, listen, just for those, and I'm sure it's a lot of people who do know her, The Real Selena J, you guys can follow her at The Real Selena J 1, Facebook, Instagram. Go and follow her. She's in a new play here in Atlanta. The play is called The Shepherd's Salon. You guys can check that out. You also can purchase your tickets for $35 at evenbright.com.
Mm-hmm.
The play is on March the 3rd. They have a 2 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. And it's going to be at the Sewell Mill Culture Center in Roswell, Marietta.
Nice.
So you guys definitely need to check that out. KCAD Radio, we will be in the building to support The Real Selena J. Big shout out to her.
Definitely.
And the big play. This is a big deal for her. This is really good. And I'm really excited to hear this about her being in a play.
I know I'm coming. I have to give me a dress, though. I'm thinking black.
Oh, yeah. You never can go wrong with black.
Never.
So, big shout out to her, The Real Selena J. Also, y'all, guess what, child? What is it, child? Guess who dropped the new album out today, y'all, on Valentine's Day?
Who?
Oh, in my Biggie voice. Guess who dropped a new album today?
Who?
Blue Van Draws 2. Young Blue just dropped his new album called Blue Van Draws 2. Dropped today on Valentine's Day, y'all. Y'all gotta go and check it out. I really love the color. I like the whole baby blue thing with the flower and the mic. That he killed that. My favorite song so far, and it ain't even dropped yet.
Look at she.
My favorite song on there so far is Time to Myself. Oh, I listen to it almost every day, y'all. I love that song. You guys also go check that out. Download the album, purchase the album, support. Also, guess who I've been waiting for so long, baby? I've been waiting on him. He kind of grew cobwebs for like a minute, but he went and got a feather duster, and now he's out of the cobwebs. But I really, really am so proud of August Alsina. He's dropped his new EP. He came out today on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You guys definitely can go and check that out. One of my songs that I really, really love on there is it's called Like You Love Me. That's the name of it. It's really, really a good song. But other than that, I still had a lot bit more to go.
We can come back for more. Y'all, Karma is the shit with that ejaculation.
Y'all better know.
Go ahead and get your pen, because, honey, Karma comes with the key.
But listen, I got one more thing, and I'm going to be done.
Okay, what?
Guess who made it to the ejaculation fuckery news, though?
Who, though?
She, her, him, they, y'all, ye hot. Her right here. I made it to the ejaculation fuckery news, y'all, because...
Well...
I am featured in.
All right.
It drops today on Valentine's Day.
All right.
I am featured in the video. His name is Vic_DiMonte. You guys can follow him on Instagram, VIC_DIAMONTE. And he just dropped a new song featuring me, as in the video, not the song.
Oh, you're the main girl, right?
I'm the only girl.
Oh! The only. You better know it.
So I am the one and only in the video. So it drops today. Guys, go and check that out. And the song is called Where She At.
Okay. I just want to know, Karma. Because I haven't heard the song yet.
Okay.
Is it a thumper?
It's a thump thump thump.
Oh, it's rock. All right.
I love it. And I'm not only standing because... You know, we got history together.
Okay.
I'm not saying it because we from what? KC, Missouri, show me state. I'm not saying that because of that.
Okay.
But I'm saying it because it really, really, really was a good song.
It's a thumper.
And I'm going to be real.
Okay.
Look, when I got the whole email and was offered and asked to be in this video, listen, wait, hold up. I have to go and listen to the song before I do any approval, because I'm telling you.
True.
If it's shitty, the song dumb, y'all, I'm being honest.
Hold on, wait. Then wait. Then why I didn't get to hear the song, or why we didn't play it today then?
Well, we could. It's never too late.
Never too late. Yeah, I got y'all. We're going to hear that before the night over, y'all.
But we might hear that before the night is over, because I don't want to drop nobody music.
Because
I don't know what time he's going to drop it.
Okay,
y'all. So,
all right, I'll take it back.
But we will have it posted probably next Wednesday. But you guys can follow. We're gonna post it on our KCAD Radio Keep Cowboy After Dark Instagram.
Okay.
And you guys can also check it out on my Instagram or Facebook Karma Back Around BACKAHROUND. Also, my Instagram is Karma Back Around. So check me out. Follow the video. Thank y'all. That's the ejaculation fuckery for this Valentine.
Yes. All right, Karma. You did that. You was sharp like always.
Okay.
Can never knock you for that. All right, y'all. We're going to go into a quick break, and we'll be right back for more. But hold on, Karma. We're going to play this thumper.
What's that?
Karma put me up on a thumper today, y'all.
Hey.
A straight thumper. Y'all check this out. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about this thumper.
Hey, big old freak, big booty, big old tree. I'ma make 'em wait for the pussy. Hit it in these big old feet, ayy. Feet on the bed, hey. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red, ayy. Pop it, pop it, huh. Daydreaming by high rocket, huh. Hit my phone with a horse, so I know let me come over and ride it. I'm on the way, huh. Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey, hey. Usually I like to fuck. I like my fuck. Gonna make love cause you play, huh. Nobody know. I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. These been on tennis, so nobody saw. Ain't nobody cook like me, huh? Get what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got him on their tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him addicted, he seen it. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwing fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me rub on you. I get a little love, little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving me crazy. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body. You've been feeling for me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you crave. I'm a big old freak. I love to talk my shit. And you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches seen the snow. They love me cause I'm cold. And you can't take no nigga from me. I got my control. Hey, I wanna fuck in the mirror. I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker glisten. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen. I bet he gon' like it, he won't do no tripping. Ain't nobody freak like me. Huh. Get what you need like me. Huh. Ain't nobody got up on their tip-tip toes and roll to the tip like me. Huh. I got him like dick, he seen it. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throw a fit when I leave. Baby, let me rub on you. Get a little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving me crazy. I think I gotta run from you. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body. You've been feeling for me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you're craving.
Just tuning in. This is Kinky Convo After Dark Radio. We're back from a quick break and we're getting ready to jump into this interview, y'all.
Yes, who we got today?
Honey, I pulled out something special.
Okay, special like what special?
Nigga, like you gotta wait and see special.
Okay.
Nick, like, y'all, this one kind of touched me a little bit because I've been riding with this one. I've been riding with this lady for a nice time.
Yeah.
She put me on game to a lot of stuff, y'all. A lot of good stuff. Positive stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right, guys. I want you to put your hands together.
Oh, hands.
For my guest, Summer Lachey.
Ooh. Summer Lachey.
All right, this is what we're going to do, y'all.
Summertime and the wintertime, okay?
Believe it, though. But believe it, though. When I say believe it. Honey, when I say she stay on go, though, like that's the most popping thing.
You want a freak like me? Nah.
Stay on the move. All right, guys, we're getting ready to get Summer on the air here, y'all. And we're going to rock it out.
Yeah, let's get our set together. Dang, y'all. Woo! Sister, it's a good DJ clap. Yay!
Hey, this is the East Side Johnny Big Redemption Light. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Get out the way, get out the way.
Guys, we're back from a quick break.
And we're getting ready to jump into this interview.
Guys, when I say I'm so excited, like, I'm just so excited. Like,
good.
2019 is going to be a nasty, nasty Kinky Combo
yes.
style. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what that's going to be. Yes. All right, guys. Your wait is over. Your wait is over. My guest is here. We have Summer Lachey in the building, baby.
Ooh, look at those sack of potatoes, baby.
All right. How you doing, Summer?
I'm wonderful. How you guys doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm really doing good today. I'm doing good. I can't complain at all.
I'm blessed.
I'm really blessed.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's good stuff. Well, you know, we're going to go ahead and just jump right into this interview. So how did you come up with your name?
You know, I'm a summertime baby.
Okay.
And the middle name is Real.
All right.
So Score put it together, and they gave me that name.
Okay, so when your birthday?
July the 5th.
Okay, July. All right. Now, y'all make sure y'all get y'all pen out and write that down so she can get her gift now.
Right.
We're not playing.
Hello,
we need those gifts. So, okay, guys who's just tuning in and they need to get in the game. All right, Summer is an adult entertainer. And how long have you been in the game?
Since 2005.
Okay.
Yellow bag.
Right. Classic. That mean Lay's chips. She's talking about classic yellow bag, baby. She done went old school on you.
Yeah.
Now, you know you got to get your pen and paper out to catch up with us if you don't know our lingo, because you know we got that fire.
That's right, baby.
That's right. All right. Now, where you from, Summer?
I'm from the mountains of Georgia.
Oh, the mountains.
Oh, mountains.
Oh, yeah.
The mountains.
Of course.
Now, we know about the mountains now.
Yeah, ears are possible.
But, you know, all I'm going to say is, every time I go that way, I can't hear. It fucks my ears up.
No, you just have to wait. Just let it marinate.
It fucks me up every time. Hey, y'all, but check this out real quick. You know what I love most about Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
This is just me, y'all, what I'm saying. Soon as you get off the highway, baby, you smell that green. You know you in the A. You know you in the A. Every exit you hit, you get off at the light, you're going to smell that green. You're going to smell that green?
That's terrible.
Oh, you let me smoke? No, okay. Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So how long?
You're going to kill it. She's trying to kill herself when I'm listening.
Okay, I really want to know, how many scenes have you done? Just a wild guess. Just a wild guess.
I can't wild guess it.
Okay, I understand.
I can't
wild
guess it.
Okay. I understand. Yeah, you don't wanna knock off no numbers. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't wanna really wild guess it.
Okay. So do you have anyone in adult entertainment you want to work with?
I got a few.
Okay.
That's kinda like in the vault.
Okay.
in the vault.
Okay. All right, we're going to keep
speakers,
it put up.
But you
okay.
know what? You know,
okay.
I love being independent. So, you know, it's kind of, you know.
Okay. Okay. All right, Cuomo, on your live, they saying they want to see Summer on the live. They can't see her.
Okay.
But she was trying. She,
yeah. she was trying. Oh.
My signal was not.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, because I've seen it on YouTube live.
So, do you have a signature move?
I do have a signature move.
Oh, give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, I can't because it's over there on the, you know, I do the upside down type deal.
Ooh.
Oh,
so, well, are you into yoga? Are you just
yeah.
flexible?
Both.
Ooh, okay, okay. I really want to get into the yoga, though. They say it's really good for the body and the mind.
It is.
Ooh, they got serious over here. Y'all should have seen their face. They were like, ooh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Everything.
I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into that. Okay, so what makes you different from other adult entertainers?
I would say different.
Okay, okay.
I bond with a lot of people. I don't like to, like, rock the boat in the industry.
Okay.
It's one of those you want to work with people and hope to build a bond. But if the bond doesn't work, you can go your way and the other person go their way.
Right.
But I do believe in, as you can tell, support.
Okay.
Support business, support the people you know, support your friends, support your family.
That's true. That's very true. You know, Summer, I really want to know, what's something that gets on your nerves in the club?
In a regular club or a strip club?
You know what? I'm going to go for strip club. Strip club is my favorite.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, strip club. My pet peeve.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh, my pet peeve.
Mm.
It is a gorgeous lady. But the first thing she say is, you want to dance? You want to dance? You want to dance?
Yeah,
oh, damn, all in your face. Yeah.
What is your name?
Oh,
can I get your name,
man. He wants the intro.
Yeah.
She wants the whole intro.
Can I get a dance?
Yeah.
Well, not just yet. Okay, bye. Can I get a dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should I up? Well, bye.
Oh, great hair. Great
hair. That is my pet. I said my dude downstairs. That is my pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Dude, you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm in a relationship.
Okay. So how do you work out, too? I mean, you know what? This is perfect, y'all. This is perfect because this didn't work out for me. Because I'm telling the truth, I was not straightforward. I wasn't. I didn't tell them that I was a foot dominatrix. I waited 5 years. But how does that work out? Do you have to be? Was you open from the door? Was you open?
I was open from the jump start.
Okay.
Open from the jump start. Oh, I can help you. Do I need to hold it? You good? Okay.
Yeah,
open from the jump start. It's one of those. It's not easy. It's not easy dating somebody in the industry.
Okay.
It's not easy, but long as you are honest.
Yeah.
And be upfront.
True.
It's still going to be rocky. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's still going to rock the boat a little bit.
True.
Still going to rock the boat. But, you know, in the long run, and hopefully you two will smash, make it work.
That's key.
Communication, honesty. And yes, you should have been honest. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm too old to be lying about what I'm doing.
True. I just reached over that hump. I'm done with them 25. I'm over them.
Okay.
I'm over them 25. You know. But what can I say? Where do you like to go in Atlanta and unwind?
Well, we unwind. We have a few spots, but my unwind spot is Infinity.
Whoa, Infinity? What's that? I haven't been there.
You probably haven't. It's down inside of town a lot.
Okay.
But you should. But yeah.
So is it like a bar? Is it a bar and grill? Is it a club?
It's a club, bar, grill, hookah.
All that. Oh, hookah.
All that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
True.
Gotta be, you know me, I gotta be a spot with a hookah spot.
Okay. True. Well, speaking of hookah, you definitely do have a hookah business. Tell me about that.
I do. It's called Southern Belle Hookah Service.
Okay.
Mobilize, and we cater to small parties to medium parties.
Okay, nice.
You know,
so private events.
All the time.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
Any type of event.
That's good stuff. So,
I really want to get into the different flavors of the hookahs, though. What's your favorite?
My favorite is watermelon and mint.
But I can't mm-hmm. get into that mint.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Okay. It burns my nose.
Really? No.
Oh,
so,
come on, smoke. Show
really?
Me shit. Nothing. No drink, no shot, nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Okay.
Right. We're going to get her some milk.
She know how I like it, see. Pineapple juice, baby. Extra ice. Give me a scroll. Make me
okay.
feel like I'm in club drinking.
Okay, we'll put a little umbrella in there.
That's right.
That'll work. I don't drink liquor, though. No.
Give her a bottle of water.
True, but dress me up, though.
Put a strawberry on the side with a little orange.
That'll work. Okay, but that hookah, that mint flavor, it just burns my nose.
Okay, so maybe you have too much mint.
Oh, they overpowering it in
right.
there, huh?
So you have to do a great mix.
Okay.
It can be half and half, but if you don't like mint, then you really want a little bit of mint and everything else flavor.
Okay, I'm going to try that watermelon.
I love watermelon.
For sure. I'm definitely going to try that. That's the next goal. Oh, speaking of that, Karma, stay on 10.
That's
honey.
Okay. That's
Karma, stay
that's
on 10.
That's
my girl,
that's
honey.
Love the vibe. Thank you.
What other business do you have?
Okay, so let's run down the line. You know about the adult industry.
Definitely.
Mobile hookah service.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile bartending service.
Oh, bartending. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Bartending, do custom shot glasses and mugs.
Oh, I like that.
And for the people that's filing for divorce right about now, I could be your personal notary.
Oh! Fuck!
And for people that need papers done, I do notary.
That's awesome.
Change of all trades. Put your hands in everything. Tink, tink, tink.
Have to do that. Speaking of that, I'm definitely going to talk to you about a lot of things for 2019.
Every quiz on your little blog page. My middle name is Ignis and Val, okay? D. Hollowell 815. Don't let me come through the bottom of this damn phone with the little sticker box at the bottom and beat your ass.
Okay.
Let me tell you what it is. It's called Kinky Combo After Dark Radio, baby, okay? This is what the fuck this is, okay? Yes. Play with me because we are not here to play those games, okay? This is 2019. Uh-huh. All that negative, send that shit that way and send it with your mama. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good day.
Young man.
Young sir.
Take several seats, young man.
Please.
Young man. All right. Boo. Can you block on Instagram?
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my God.
You can block on Instagram.
Look. What happened? They take it off? Oh well.
It's powerful for connection. I don't know.
So what you do is you screenshot it.
Mm-hmm.
Screenshot it. Mm-hmm. Remember the name, and then you step out, and then you block them.
Oh, okay. So you have to go to, like, his page and block him directly.
Well, see, he a punk anyway because he, like, probably a fake page. He just,
oh.
He ain't got a picture on it.
What did you say? What the fuck is this? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's pettiness. But you know what? Okay. We need it, though. Thanks for the boost, boo. That's what that was. That was
it's
the boost, boo.
It's not on.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. Fuck it. Okay, I just want to know, what do you prefer, pillow top or water bed? Your preference?
Pillow top.
That's the best route to go, though. That's the best. You know, I never really had sex on a waterbed before, though. Never.
You got to have the person that knows the motion in the ocean.
I believe it.
Yeah,
true.
Waterbeds are tricky.
But, you know, I'm open to try. You know what, though? Let's jump into that topic, y'all.
Today's topic is...
Uh-huh.
So for Valentine's, ladies,
okay,
what would you do if your man asked you for a threesome on Valentine's Day?
What would you do, Summer?
To be honest, me and my dude ain't got that for you.
Wow, okay.
But
that's good,
he's very experienced.
Okay.
Let's go with his lead.
That's true.
And, you know, we going to tinker, like, at one of the local hot spots.
Well, that's not bad. But, you know, but you bring a lot to the table, though. So I can understand how you guys haven't even made it that far. But he's still working over here. He still got shit to do over here.
Right.
I understand that.
No, he's pretty on top of everything.
Oh, he's sharp, huh? He's sharp.
Yeah, he's
sharp.
He's
Okay, I can't knock that thing. He's sharp. He's sharp. He's sharp. Okay, I just want to know, what's your kinky level from 1 to 10?
There is nothing I want to try with my man.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. That's
so
a good way to put it.
I can't really say from 1 to 10. We just...
Right.
Step by step.
Okay, women, because here, I'm Charlamagne the guy. All right,
get it.
So, when you, so you're saying that there is nothing that you wouldn't try with your man, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to the three, which was your question, right?
Oh, okay. Oh,
so,
okay.
I'm not into females. So, it's one of those.
You say you're not?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why?
Are you serious?
Damn, look at what
not in years ran into a woman that's not interested,
yeah,
you know, or at least like I tried,
right,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Okay, so
years.
Okay, so
okay,
let's just,
thank you, Tally.
Yeah, so put it on chalkboard,
right?
put that on chalkboard.
So, you never been with a woman?
No, I did
movies. Okay.
One with cotton and one with light tea. But again, that's movies. But
that's movies, right?
Yeah.
That's work. Light switch on off. Know
right.
The difference. Know the difference.
Right.
That's true.
So what? It's nothing that you wouldn't try with your boyfriend for. It's a threesome thing, right? Just not in general, right?
Oh, really not. Yeah, just in general. Again, that threesome is kind of an iffy situation. I don't really know. We have to sit down and chit chat, talk about it.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so I have this one position that I like. Okay, well, let me answer the question. Yes, I'm open to it. But let me let y'all know up front. That's not no everyday shit. That's not no weekend shit. That's birthday, Las Vegas. Las Vegas. I prefer in pants.
In pants?
Pull up your favorite escort line, whatever we got to go to, and I believe in we should be able to choose. Together, or I can take care of all that and bring it to the room.
Okay.
I'm open for that.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, because you have women that's like, oh, when I tried, it went like this, it went like that. I felt like he was this. Then pay the bitch and keep it pushing. It's a job.
Right.
That's a job.
Right.
Let's keep it straight up. That's where we fuck up at.
Now, me, on the other hand, fuck no.
No.
Wait. She didn't say no. She said, fuck no.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not even going to open a little punk ass box.
Uh-oh.
And bring that bullshit into my relationship. I'm just not that type. I can't see no other woman sucking my nigga dick. None of that. Looking at it, jumping on nothing. I will pop that hole.
Uh-oh.
I just couldn't. It's just not for me.
See, I gave y'all a great pop thinking she was going to run with it, and she just said, fuck that.
Didn't she?
I can't. I'm just, everybody knows I'm wifey of the show. I am relationship of the show.
Yeah.
And not sure, my nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I can't believe. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you would have been a little open.
You think, huh? I mean, to invite a bitch to rub my nigga feet, maybe?
Uh-oh. So you can
rub a pizza.
Rub
a pizza.
What we doing?
I got all this on lock.
Oh,
I don't need no motherfucking background scene.
Okay. So don't bring nobody in the bedroom. It's the no-go.
It's two people. That's it. Buddy.
That's it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't feel bad. I'm in the middle.
Right. Look, I'm open. I'm pretty much open as long as it's in a relationship at this age.
At this age. Okay, that's
but I'm single still. You know, it might be like that a little long. Y'all, we work on me.
You said
work on me, for real. So, but all right, guys, we getting ready to get into this AVN award. When I say I was so excited about you being nominated this year. That's
for the BBW
awesome.
Award.
For the BBW Award.
Now, that's awesome.
Thank you.
BBW Awards, definitely.
That's
definitely
awesome.
So,
thanks to
is
the fans. Yes, thanks to the fans and you ladies and you ladies.
Yes,
fans.
Yes.
Again, the court rules.
Yeah, true. It does. So, how was your experience? Was it smooth? Was it laid back? Or was it more like a fast type of situation?
Okay, being a first timer there,
right?
It is definitely overwhelming at first, like the first hour. But then it kind of sinks in, and then you get the vibe.
Okay. So where was it actually set up, like,
What was the venue? What
at
was it located?
Larry Flint's Hustlers Club in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So was it the strip club or just like a lounge?
Oh, yeah. Not a strip club.
Oh, nice. My favorite. Well, so did you guys perform, or was it more so like you guys come and just hang out type of deal?
No, we hung out there during the evening. They did red carpet.
Nice.
And drinks, definitely hookah. Hey.
Right.
Hey. Yeah, but it was nice.
Okay.
They had it really nice and no drama.
No, right. Good.
What I heard, no drama.
Okay. Okay. Well, you can't beat that then. You can't beat that. All right, guys. I know. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right. I mean, when I say right, I mean like right back with more.
He won't fuck your best friend and your sister. A lie to ya, or then screw ya, or get mad if his homeboys do ya. He's a nigga, don't let him fool ya. They all dogs, that's what they do. Tell you for the five to the shit they pull, and get your own shit, that's what you do. And don't worry about him or his jewels, man. You make him sweat dust on your shit ass. You ride by music high as hell too. He's watching you, lusting with his bitch too. Smile at him, nod at him, keep riding. You see him later, cause he wanna stop by when he sees you off the chain looking good too. You even got his bitch wanna freak you. Don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no. Don't trust no nigga, no. Up, let him freak you, do all the things, freaky things this bitch can't do. From the back to the side, just riding, tighten up, grip it down, shit's wild then. Get him up, put him out, nigga, get gone. She's the one cussing, blowing up your cell phone. I'm over you, yeah, you had to learn the hard way. I give a fuck about what you might have to say. Cause you'll see, I'm a queen in the end, though. You see where you're gonna be in the end, bro. Knowing nothing with nothing stuck in the hood. While I'm straight, looking lovely, living real good. So trust a nigga, fuck a nigga, get your own shit. To let him know that he's fucking with a raw bitch. With a head on the shoulder, knows how it goes. And when it's time to let a motherfucker get gone. Don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no.
All right, guys, we're back from a quick break. Yeah, that's my jam.
It's gonna always be a yellow bag.
That's a classic. Baby. Kinda, that's an old school classic, baby. You could never sleep on that one. She laid the law down in that jam, Naish. I mean, laid it all the way.
But it's still ride to this day. You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, it does. But you know, though, all Kaya shit still ride to this day.
It does.
Every song she done dropped was a hit, was a banger.
That's
true. Was a banger. Yeah, okay, y'all. Well, I just want to say thank you so much to Summer Lachey for coming to rock with Kinky Combo at Star Radio.
Thank you. I am the one thankful. Thank you so much, ladies, for having me on. I'm sorry. Hello. And I'm hoping I'm not getting her in trouble because you know how.
Oh, never. Not,
love it.
If they missed the live, they then went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Food. Silly. All right, guys. Thanks for checking out Kinky Combo After Dark Radio. I see you guys next week, same time. All right. We out of here. Peace.